Walker originally wanted to expand vouchers to 9 new districts with enrollment of at least 4,000 kids where schools performed poorly on a new state report card. The deal first reported yesterday to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel would scrap that entirely, instead expanding vouchers statewide with an enrollment cap of 500 students in the first year and 1,000 students after that. No more than 1% of the students in any district could participate in the plan, and it would be restricted to poorer families. Ripon Republican Senator Luther Olson, an outspoken critic of Walker's original voucher plan, said he'd shaken hands on the deal. Asked with whom, Olson replied,
"With the governor."
Republican leaders insisted negotiations were still fluid and no deal was final. GOP Senator Paul Farrow of Pewaukee is one of 3 Republicans who said recently the budget had to expand vouchers to get his vote. Farrow was not ready to commit on this plan.
"I do have some concerns of where we're looking at and how we're continuing the expansion for choice in the schools."
Democrats like John Richards of Milwaukee were less ambiguous.
"The polls on school choice is worse than what we had before, no question. And anybody who thinks this is going to stay at 1% of the school population is living in a fantasy land."
State Superintendent Tony Evers called the plan a Trojan horse, saying within a few years there would be a, quote, voucher in every backpack. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.